You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
One of the coolest things that I've seen since the Cubs won the World Series was what's going on around Wrigley Field with the fans. They are taking advantage of the really nice weather that we've been having in Chicago, but two, their families are out and they're writing messages in chalk on the brick walls along Waveland and Sheffield Avenues. And it's just, Joe Maddon likes to talk about how he likes things that are sort of organic and just happen. And this is the perfect example. People just somehow, someone started this where they just wrote messages about just celebrating the Cubs win, sort of RIP to some people that are not here, that weren't able to be here for this. Just congratulations, just leaving their name. It's really emotional to go over and look at it. I mean, it's amazing how much of the world they've covered too, and it's just nice that the Cubs are letting them do that. I've seen people taping pictures of loved ones on the wall as well. That to me is an amazing experience. I know that, you know, the game is the focus here, but what this World Series meant to the fans is just overwhelming. Perfect example of that was how many people turned out for the parade, which was nuts on Friday in Chicago. I was in front of the stage, so couldn't for the parade and couldn't really get a feel for the size of the crowd until you could hear them, but you couldn't really get a feel for it until you were trying to move to get from one place to another. It was pretty overwhelming. But I think the players were blown away. It was nice to see all their comments on Twitter about this. And again, it was nice for the weather to cooperate because it was just a perfect day for this. But I was just downtown Monday in Chicago, and people are still decked out in their Cubby blue. Nearly everyone's wearing a Cubs hat. There are W flags all over the place. And it's just a really nice vibe, a really nice atmosphere. Of course, now, what's next? You know, the Cubs have few free agents that they have to try and decide what to do with. Dexter Fowler is a free agent, or Aldous Chapman, Travis Wood, Joe Smith, Chris Coughlin, Trevor Cahill, Muninori Kawasaki, and also they decided not to pick up the option on Jason Hamill. The Hamill situation was not really a surprise. He had a $12 million option for next year. I think the Cubs are hoping that they can find either insert Mike Montgomery into that spot in the rotation, or maybe there's someone else in the minors that could come up, or maybe acquire someone through trade. So that's something that they'll have to work on for the offseason. Arbitration-wise, Jake Arrieta, Pedro Strop, Hector Rondon, and Justin Grimm are all arbitration eligible. So those will be interesting to see how they're resolved. I would guess Arrieta might be the only tricky one, but that's still a ways off. If the Cubs do not bring Chapman back, that means that either A, they're going to count on Hector Rondon again as a closer, although he had a really rough second half, which is one of the reasons they went out to get Chapman, or they'll try and maneuver somehow to look in another direction for the closer. C.J. Edwards, as young as he is, really showed me something in Game 7 of the World Series and how he was very calm and able to settle down. Who knows? He could be the closer for all I know. That's another issue to be discussed. Dexter Fowler apparently is going to test the free agent market, and that would leave a big gap at the top of the Cubs order and also in center field. But they really like rookie Albert Almora Jr., and he could step in center field defensively. I'm not sure if he's the right guy to have at the top of the lineup, but could be worked on. So that's another topic that they kind of have to look at during the offseason.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.